Hello and welcome, everyone, to the program that helped you learn and improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Listen to our program on the radio each day and read along with us at learningenglish.voanews.com on the Internet. Today, we will talk about something unusual that is happening near Earth's South Pole. If you have been reading and hearing about climate change, you will like this one. Then we will mix American politics and the environment. Lawmakers in the United States recently blocked a bill that was designed to save energy. If you would like to know why, then stay with us for this Thursday edition of As It Is. Many scientists believe climate change exists. They say temperatures on Earth's surface are rising, and they say human beings are largely responsible for the warmer conditions. But the opposite seems to be happening in Antarctica. Surface temperatures there are falling. Anna Mateo tells us about a new study that explains these changes.
Naraly Abram is the lead author of the study. She works as a climate scientist with the Australian National University. She says the most important influence on weather in Antarctica is the wind.
So they control how far north the rain bands go out of the Southern Ocean. And they also are really important for temperature, and in particular for the temperature of Antarctica and also the Antarctic Peninsula, which is the bit of Antarctica that juts out right into the path of those westerly winds.
The westerly winds travel around the continent. The study found that they are now stronger and their path tighter than at any time in the past 1,000 years. That change has been especially noticeable since the 1940s. The study was published in the journal Nature Climate Change. Ms. Abram and her team attempted to recreate Antarctica's climate history with ice taken from the continent. They found the wind has kept large parts of the continent cold.
But we can explain that because as those westerly winds are getting stronger, they're actually tying the cold air over Antarctica and it stops warm air masses from being able to get over the continent and help to warm Antarctica. So this example of something that seemed like a climate change paradox, we can actually explain by these greenhouse gases that are strengthening the westerly winds and isolating parts of Antarctica.
Greenhouse gases trap energy from the sun in Earth's atmosphere. However, the westerly winds are not having the same effect on the Antarctic Peninsula and parts of the western Antarctic ice sheet.
So as those winds have strengthened and pulled in tighter around Antarctica, they're actually bringing warmer air over those parts. And we see really quite marked warming, particularly over the Antarctic Peninsula, and this is the part of the Southern Hemisphere that's warming faster than anywhere else on Earth at the moment.
Naraly Abram says the westerly winds have changed direction from their normal path. Usually, those winds would have forced cold air into the Southern Hemisphere. Instead, the air is trapped over Antarctica and keeps rain from falling on Australia.
What's been happening over the recent decades is that those westerly winds have been shifting south, and we're getting fewer of those cold fronts and storms coming up and giving that really important rain. And so that's why Australia is experiencing these very severe droughts.
She adds that the Southern Ocean winds have intensified because of the warmer atmosphere. She says the winds could return to a more normal pattern if action is taken to reduce greenhouse gases. I'm Anna Mateo.
The United States Senate has blocked a bill designed to make the country more energy efficient. The Energy Savings and Industrial Competitiveness Act had strong support from the two main political parties. But 60% of the Senate failed to support the bill. That is the percentage needed to set a final vote on the measure. Jonathan Evans explains why this happened.
The idea is simple. The U.S. government, American homes, and businesses should use energy more economically. Pro-environment members of the Democratic Party like the bill. They say it could help reduce gases linked to climate change. The bill also has support from Republican senators who are concerned about government spending. They like the long-term probability of the bill reducing government spending on fuel and power. Members of both parties like the possibility of the bill creating jobs. The bill has the support of environmental and business groups alike. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid put it this way.
This bill will make our country more energy independent, protect our environment, and save consumers on their energy bills. It would also create 200,000 jobs, American jobs.
So why did the bill die in the Senate? Minority Republicans used a procedural exercise called a filibuster to prevent a final vote. A filibuster happens when lawmakers use a long speech or series of speeches to extend debate. To end the debate, Republicans like Senator John Cornyn demanded that Democrats accept votes on other energy-related issues.
I have no doubt that this underlying legislation would pass. It will pass if the majority leader allows us an opportunity to offer and debate our proposals for improving the underlying bill.
Republicans want votes to approve an oil pipeline from Canada and to halt new restrictions on coal-powered electric plants. Many environment activists are Democrats, and they oppose both Republican proposals. Democratic Senator Richard Durbin accused Republicans of abusing Senate rules to support programs hostile to the environment.
The Republican Party of the United States of America is the only major political party in the world that is in denial of what is happening to our environment when it comes to climate change and global warming. And as a result, we are, I guess, stopped in our tracks.
Senator Durbin said the energy efficiency bill already includes many Republican proposals. But that is not enough for Senator Cornyn. He denounced Democrats' refusal to permit additional amendments before a final vote. Mr. Cornyn said he and other Republicans blocked the bill in protest.
Well, we're not going to just shut up. We're not going to sit down and shut up.
Other recent measures blocked in the Senate include an increase in the lowest wage permitted nationwide and extension of government assistance for the long-term unemployed. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Anna, for two very interesting items for today's program. If you will go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, and click on the audio link, you can listen to the program all over again. Or maybe you would like to save it on your computer as a podcast, so you can practice understanding and speaking American English. There are more Learning English programs straight ahead, and world news at the beginning of each hour. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington, and this is VOA.